Good morning, my friends. My name is Megan Otto. I am the director of campus ministry. I work with young adults, and I visit our fabulous people in Westminster. Would you please pray with me? Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We are in week two of our series, An Altar in the World. And if you have not read, it is very good. I suggest it. Last week, John, in all of his purple-haired glory, talked about the practice of wearing skin and where we find God in this bodily, earthly existence. This week, we're talking about something really easy. It's probably only going to take 2 or 3 minutes, so, you know, easy time today. We're talking about living with purpose. Since everyone here has never struggled with this particular topic and knew their purpose from a very early age, it's just going to be an easy, breezy overview. No big deal. What makes you get out of bed in the morning? Is it the promise of a vessel filled with caffeine? Is it the cold nose of an animal in your face? Is it the sound of screaming children? Is it whatever exciting thing you're having for breakfast? Is it achy bones or arthritis beckoning you to move? Or is it the idea that this day is a new day full of opportunity? If it's not that last one, that's okay. When we have purpose, it makes getting out of bed just a little bit easier. I have no doubt that almost every single person in this room has at one time or another seriously wrestled with their purpose in life. It might have been when you graduated from high school or college, or after your first real job, or even after you've been working for a while. What I have found in my research is that your work and your career are not necessarily tied to your purpose. I know several people, including my friend Bridget, who is a born problem solver. She is absolutely amazing at her job, making spreadsheets or something, I'm not really sure. But she's really good at it. She's also an incredible wife and mother and friend. But that's not really her purpose either. What makes her happy is problem solving. Whether that's professionally in her job or at home, she loves ticking boxes, getting things done, solving those problems. And she's helping others do that work. Couldn't we all use more problem solvers in our lives? But over the years, she has struggled in trying to figure out what her path is. She's not following a specific ladder or career path. She's just doing a job that she likes pretty well. If you asked her, she wouldn't say that that job made her jump out of bed in the morning. She would tell you that's screaming children that get her out of bed in the morning. But for her, she wants to get up to make things better, to help fix things, and to do that work in the world. The thing I regularly tell college students is that they don't have to know what they want to do with their life right now or in 10 years. Find out what you're passionate about and seek after those things. It will lead you to where you're supposed to be. Barbara Brown Taylor reminds us that it is always possible that one's work in the world is not what one does for a living. In a world where the paid work that people do does not always feed their hearts, it seems important to leave open the possibility that our vocation may turn out to be things we do for free. In our culture, we are so focused on what career is and how it does or does not define us to everyone else, when many times what someone does has everything to do with their skill set and not very much to do with their true passion. Many people live out their true passion and purpose in the things they do outside of work. In Parker Palmer's beloved work, Let Your Life Speak, he helps us slog through the work of calling and vocation. Our deepest calling is to grow into our authentic selfhood, whether or not it conforms to some image of who we ought to be. True vocation joins self and service. As Frederick Buechner asserts when he defines vocation as the place where your deep gladness meets the world's deep need. Your deep gladness, the world's deep need. Where does your deep gladness meet the world's deep need? It doesn't have to be anything to do with your career. That's okay if it's not. Parker Palmer reminds us that this is a journey. From the beginning, our lives lay down clues to selfhood and vocation, though clues may be hard to decode. But trying to interpret them is profoundly worthwhile. The clues are helpful in counteracting the conventional concept of vocation, which insists that we must live our life by oughts. You ought to be making more money. I wish I was. You ought to have chosen a more glamorous career. I wish I would have. You ought to have gotten more education. I don't think that's important. If we are working just for the outcomes, we're not going to be happy. We are constantly seeking a balance of need and gladness. So how do we live out our purpose? Sometimes we have to work a whole long list of odd jobs that are sort of related to what we want to do before we figure it out. Sometimes you know early on that the work that you do every day is absolutely never going to be your purpose. And that's okay too. Some people are able to do their purpose every day for their work, and they don't do much else outside of that because that's what they're doing. Sometimes we have to create our meaning and purpose in work that doesn't seem to have much. Sometimes we need to know that our work is impacting others. If we think of our lovely custodians, Lisa and Hugo, that clean our sanctuary every week, we don't see them in here on Sunday morning, but we benefit from the work that they do, and we are grateful to be able to sit in a clean sanctuary on Sunday morning. I'm sure that you can think of other things that you do that others don't notice or don't recognize, or that you benefit from that others are doing for you. God calls each of us to something different, something based on the gifts and graces we possess. And today is also Pentecost, the birthday of the church and a celebration of the Holy Spirit coming down to be among us. The apostles were sad and lonely after Jesus had left them, and Pentecost is a reminder that they are never alone. Jesus is always with them, just as Jesus is always with us in this place. God calls each of us to something different. And it is also the Holy Spirit that is within us that moves us to our passion and our purpose. Just as it gave the disciples courage to go out and spread the news of the gospel to all the people. Taylor has this experience when she's in seminary of trying to figure out what to do with her life. She keeps praying and praying to God for some kind of direction. And after some time, she finally figures out what God wants her to do. God wants her to do whatever pleases her. It's not about what you do, it's about how you do it. It's about how that fits into your relationship with God. It's about how that fits into how you've been called and gifted and graced. And how the Holy Spirit has given us each gifts to do that work. How are you using what God has given you through the Holy Spirit to make a difference, to create opportunity, to show kindness and mercy, to stand up for justice? Our scripture from Romans today talks about the one body and the many members that have many purposes. And we are given these gifts, and we are given the grace to be able to share them with other people. And reading this chapter from Romans, we are hearing from Paul about what we should expect of our new lives in Christ. And I chose this passage because it really talks about how there are many different jobs for the different people of the community. Author Kirk Byron Jones explains, Paul articulates a practical theology that details the ways and means for practicing love in households of faith and toward the public at large. I like this especially because it speaks to all of the different purposes that we have. We all need to have different jobs in order for society to be successful. We cannot all be lawyers and doctors and teachers. Some of us have to be pastors, I suppose. Some of us don't have the skills to do other things, and so they have to do what we're able to do. I also believe that it's very possible to have different purposes at different stages of your life. Your purpose at 30 is not the same purpose you're going to have when you're retired. You might find a whole new purpose when you are free to live into your passions after working years are through. When we transform, we are able to transform others. This Romans passage reminds us that we are called to witness with our whole selves. Author David Bender reminds us that the disciples were facing. Some of these disciples had been training for a long time, for 3 years, to learn from their mistakes and Jesus' example, through the challenges of the parables told and the crosses to be borne. The birthday party of the church has the feel of a graduation party. The promise of the Spirit is finally fulfilled, and they receive their authentic voices with which they will enter an unwelcoming world, preaching and living the love of Jesus. What's the good news for today? The good news is no matter how you struggle with the question of purpose for your own life, you are never alone in that struggle. The good news is that the struggle is entirely worthwhile. Taylor remarks on all the people she met and the things that she learned in finding her purpose, all of the strange jobs she held in the meantime. The struggle to figure out your purpose will lead you in new and different directions you could never have imagined. What I will tell you is that I know this is my call. This is my vocation. This is my purpose. I know why I get up in the morning to do this. I also get up to feed Togi and Fergus, the most annoying cats in the world, to drink tea on my couch and watch the news, and to have the opportunity one more day to empower somebody in my life. It took me a long time to figure out that this was my call. And I knew I figured it out when I figured out that I could do a lot of things, so, but I would never be happy unless I was doing this work. It took me 10 years of college, loads of really odd jobs, and now I've figured out that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I had to fight it out. I had to talk to a lot of people. I had to try a lot of things and meet a lot of people that had different experiences. But that is how I figured out what I was called to do. And the reason that I know this is what I'm supposed to do is because I feel the impact. We have people graduating this weekend that I have spent the last 4 years with. My first four-year class at UT. And I know the impact that I have made on them. And that makes me very, very happy. But what I will tell you is I'm not the norm, but you already knew that. Finding your purpose can come in many different places and in many different ways. This is what I want you to hear today. You are beloved just as you are right now. Even if you are 50, 60, 80, 22, 95, and you don't know what you're doing with your life, you are still so beloved. Even if you're still looking for your purpose, keep going. The journey is worthwhile. You will be amazed at the people that you meet and the adventures that you have along the way. It's perfectly fine if your work is not your passion, as long as you find ways to live out your passion in other times. Know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit that sends us all out to do good work in the world. which means that you have everything you need to find your purpose. Wherever you go on this journey, know that you never go alone. God goes with you, and so does this community. Amen.